Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Love a Thursday. Love, love, love that Thursday.
It's a fun day because it's basically Friday. Friday, yeah. Honestly, is just, it should just be written off.
Well, yeah, I think it...
No one's got their head in the game 100%.
We're the only ones, really, that do. I mean, tell you what, Fresh Daily, all credit to them, do a great job. They're checked out by Friday morning.
Oh.
Sales team, good luck.
They don't rock up. They always seem to have long lunches on.
Oh, tell you what, it'd be good to be in sales at times, wouldn't it?
Got
to take the client out to lunch.
It's hard. Good,
tell you, it's such a hard job.
Yeah. Look, great show today. We introduced the Oracle book.
Yes.
After I found it in your desk. Basically, you've got a book. We ask it questions. It gives it answers. I thought of
would
a question, actually.
It would be good to be in sales. Hold on.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
See? Doesn't lie. See? This one, I've got one for you. Because Georgie's, 7 months?
Yeah.
She will be speaking soon.
Yeah.
Will Daddy be her first word?
Will Daddy be Georgie's first word? Let's have a look. The death card.
Oh, no.
What appears to be out of reach is anything but...
Is that...
What does that mean?
I don't think she's ever going to say it.
Oh, I'm just going to get Joshua straight away. I'll be in trouble with her and Kat all day, every day. I've got the Oracle book. Jeb Buse from the Cats joined us. Same, but different. There is heaps going on.
Oh, lots. Wetsuits are saving the planet.
I know. How cool is that? You can check it all out right now. Fortunately, well, for us, Cats have got a game off this week. They've got the bye.
The bye round, yes.
Good for them, though.
I mean, they might be happy for it. Some people don't like having a bit of a break because it unsettles the routine, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, we've got Jed Buse from the Cats. Jed, do you like having the bye or do you rather just keep going?
G'day, guys. I'm probably one that doesn't mind a bit of a break, especially the long season that it is. Just have a little bit of a breather halfway through is always good in my book.
And speaking of a break, you guys have had a bit of a break this week being in lockdown with training. You only came back today. How was that?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we actually had some nice weather and I had plenty of chores and stuff to do around the house. So it was kind of good for me to get on top of all that. And then back in today, we've just finished our weight session and it was another beautiful day for training. So it's been a good week.
What a very responsible young man. You had some chores to do around the house. Love that.
Getting older now, I know.
Was one of those photo shoots with your dog?
Yeah. Gave him a bit of air time the other day. I painted my front fence, which has been sitting unpainted for about 6 months. So I thought it was about time I got on top of that. So I did little bits and pieces, which was good.
Did you do that in the Cats colours as well, or that's just a stock standard?
No, I stayed away. I thought it probably would be a bit too much if I did the front of the house in Geelong colours.
So obviously we found out that, you know, Victoria in lockdown again. Have you heard much from the AFL as to what's going on for you guys?
Not much. We're kind of going off what other teams are doing. We heard that Collingwood, I think it's Collingwood, they're playing over in Adelaide, so they've got to do some sort of lockdown before they go. So I don't think we've actually got much confirmation to what we're doing at the moment, but we'll probably have to do something like that, I'm guessing. But we kind of just wake up each day and check the emails and see what's come through and see what new regulations and new kind of hurdles we've got to jump over. But I guess that's one thing we've been pretty good at with the Cats. We're flexible and attack whatever comes at us.
Speaking of Adelaide, you guys are going there next week, hopefully, with everything going ahead. We have heard in the news this week that fans are being told to move if the Sharon gets kicked their way. Have you guys been informed to put a little less pressure behind the ball so it doesn't go to the fans?
No, we haven't been told anything like that. I did see that video. It was an interesting clip to dodge the ball. Yeah. I don't know anyone that's just going to stand there and cop it, but it was an interesting one.
Is that one of the weirdest things? Like obviously, I mean, we all know that COVID's like just a weird thing that happens to the world. But hearing that fans need to dodge the footy, I mean, surely that's like not a rule.
So they're going to get penalised for not dodging it.
Now, Jed, how have you found this year in your form personally?
I've been okay. Probably start off a little bit slow. I've kind of found a bit of rhythm the last few weeks. I guess I'm always picking apart my game, and there's always areas that I know I can get better in. But I guess from a team point of view, though, we're going pretty well. We're not probably playing the best footy that we know we can do, but we're winning those games, and I think at the end of the day, you just want to get those 4 points and then come into some good form coming into finals. So we're working towards that, both from a personal and team view.
Just on that, because you did get the win last week, but watching it was a very interesting game to watch. Are you in there thinking, oh, geez, the skills are down here?
Yeah, a little bit. It was a bit frustrating. Even, like, you could tell the coaches and stuff there, but they were just trying to tell us not to be too frustrated, which when someone tells you not to be angry, it obviously just makes you more angry.
Yeah.
But they were trying to just say, just be patient and, you know, it'll come, which, you know, the win did come, but we probably just didn't quite get on top like we would have. But it was a bit frustrating at times, yep.
Busy. Surely, like, doing all the hard work down back, all you guys just hate it when the forwards miss.
No. We never kick the ball much defenders. We,
Sure.
No iron team.
We believe you, Busy. Hey, Jeff Hughes, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to seeing you back on the park next week, hopefully in Adelaide.
Yeah, awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Well, he's too nice a bloke to say that, isn't he?
Well, you can't throw your teammates under, can you?
Hawkins, what are you
imagine
doing?
Imagine Chris Scott onto him. Mate, what did you say that?
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Kirby and Josh's same.
Hello.
But different. Different.
Same.
But different.
But still same.
Good afternoon, Ben. Thanks for hanging around. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Herbie was just saying off air how good the game was last week because it was shorter.
I worded it wrong. I said it flowed really well.
Quick games are good games. We just get into it.
Sometimes, yeah.
We'll work out the rules as we go along. Who kicks us off?
It'll be you this week.
Ripper.
Because you were the winner last week. So two
he
songs.
Knows. He just wanted to hear it.
Two songs by the same name, completely different artists. Yep. But it's, you got to give me whatever you can to score yourself some points.
Let's do
First round to Josh. Here we go. Herbie knows these ones.
Oh.
And you're looking a bit blank.
You're going to go
Josh.
Lily Allen. There.
Lily Allen, yep.
Taylor Swift. 22.
Oh,
22.
Thank you. Don't act like you don't know and then do that.
Well, I wasn't sure of the name because it just didn't, like, obviously, and I was hoping that Lily Allen would give me some more.
Was it just the blank look was playing possum, was it?
That's it. Well, I've been told off for how I look today, so I don't know.
Round two to Herbie. It's 3-0 at the moment. Here we go. And we're going to let it burn. Right till the end.
It's annoying, the last one.
Yeah.
So it's Ellie Goulding.
Yep.
Burn.
Look
what you did to me.
I know that
Who
song,
is
but.
The third?
Sister starting to burn.
Uh huh.
It sort of reminds. I'm feeling an Aussie artist a little bit.
Mm hmm.
Is it?
Five.
It's not Jess Mowboy, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well done.
Three all round.
I can't remember
geez.
If she sang that
Good.
One.
I wouldn't have got that. I was thinking, what was that like? Crappy band that they start O. Oh.
Elite band.
Next round for Josh, here we go.
Shannon Knoll,
yes.
I don't even know what the name of the song is.
Oh, really? It's one of his big hits, Josh. Come on now.
Starting to Fly.
What were we listening to yesterday, one of his big hits?
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Little Girl at the Counter of a Corner Shop one. What About Me, is it?
No. This Is the Day.
No, that's out right there. Herbie, anything to add?
Was The Weeknd the other one?
The Weeknd, no.
So we're still
waiting for a song title as well.
Oh, Time? I'm just going with Time.
No idea.
Song is Shine.
Shine, it's all the time.
The second band was Years and Years.
Well, this is all you if you just have to score two.
Say that like it's easy.
4-3 at the moment. Here we go. This love has taken lift off. I reckon she might be getting the lead.
Oh, the Veronicas.
1, 2, 3. Got it all. That one didn't need to be there.
Oh, thank you. You're not happy I won?
Well done. Well done.
I get it, Ben.
It was a
better.
Slip of the finger, okay?
Oh, God.
The buttons
first
are right
John
next to each other.
Now everyone wants Josh to win.
Brilliant. Thank you, Ben. Till next week.
Cheers, guys.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, earlier I went through your drawers to find you another set of headphones because I took yours.
Yeah.
And I came across a book in there, thought, let me check this out. Maybe it's a radio book. Yeah. Maybe it's his secret journal. No.
So I'll just look through it. Yeah.
Of course I would. It's something completely different. It's called the Oracle Book.
That's right.
What is this?
Okay. So firstly, I didn't buy this book.
You've held on to it.
I have. So mum's an avid listener. But you know when your parents listen that they give you feedback about how you might good segment? So she's like, hey, I'll give you the Oracle Book. Get people to call up and ask the Oracle Book a question and it can answer it.
It's not bad.
Not bad. We've done it once before.
I actually don't mind that.
Okay. You want to do it?
Well, yeah, this
Let's
is a great idea.
Let's test it out first before we throw it out.
So basically you're saying each page has...
an answer. So give me a
give
question.
Give me a question.
Yep, okay.
Okay. Am I your favourite ever co-host?
Okay. Is Herbie my favourite ever co-host? So I've got to take a deep breath.
Yep.
And now I'm flicking through the page until some sort of spirit
of
gives
pages.
Me a sign and I have to stop on a page. Okay. Oh, if today is Friday, the psychic says the answer is yes. But it's not Friday. So
I got so excited.
Yeah.
That's a bit of fun.
It is a bit of fun.
Can you ask a question?
I will. 5223295 if you want to ask a question as well. All right.
All right. What's your question?
Will Herbie last her probation?
Why is this not going to be
You've had a bit of attitude lately.
It's so many pages.
Yeah. And at the bottom of your teacup is an image of a bat. Meditate about it tonight. Okay.
I don't know if that's sounding promising.
Well, no.
Maybe I need to be a bit more calmer.
5223295. Bit of fun.
Yeah. Have you got a question?
Yeah.
You know. Maybe something, mate. It could be something as little as, is your footy team going to win this week?
Am I getting married this year?
Yes. Am I going to have a baby?
Do aliens exist?
Is my brother ever going to move out so I have the house to myself?
5223295. It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. We've got the Oracle Book.
That's right. Your favourite book that I've now learnt about. Basically, it has...
It's my mum's book.
No, she gifted it to you.
To life.
It's your book, Joshua. It's got your name written on the front page. I saw that. So basically, you ask it a question and it has an answer for you.
That's right.
So I asked it if I'm your favourite co-host. It said yes, 100%, if I can recall correctly.
Well, so it's telling the truth. There you go.
Hey.
Well done.
We've got Kiara from Anglesey. How are you going?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just quickly before we get to the Oracle, how's it going in Anglesey after we heard about the... everyone has to stay
away? Did you
get
tested?
Pretty hectic last night. It was kind of like a war zone with all the hazmat suits walking around and nothing open. Yeah, all the supermarkets and restaurants and all the takeaway venues all closed, so it's kind of scary.
Yeah, wow.
But good news now that weekend after tonight.
Yeah, exactly right. Tonight,
things are opening up again.
This isn't as scary. This is just...
Hopefully
just,
not.
Maybe it is, depending on your question. So you ask a question and we'll see if we can get you an answer.
Wonderful. Should I dye my hair pink?
Sure. Before we open it, what colour is your hair now?
I'm originally a brunette, but I've dyed it blonde.
Okay.
That's a big step, isn't it, to go to pink?
It's going to be hard to go back to blonde.
I'll be honest, there's, the Instagram and Snapchat filters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And gave me pink hair, and it kind of didn't look too bad.
So you want to know if you want to look permanent. The filter. Let's make it permanent.
Right, I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to run my fingers across the book. You tell me when to stop, okay?
Right. Stop. Have you started?
Yeah.
Stopped. Ooh. Stop. Okay. Now, are you hoping it's more a positive one? Are you wanting it to be pink?
I don't know. I'm really...
I don't think this could be a better answer. Okay. I really don't.
All right. I'm excited for you, Kiara.
The stars say yes if you will respect yourself in the morning. I think that means diet.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
There's something around Geelong, the Surf Coast that many households would have in their house that could help build playgrounds.
Really? Ties? Ties.
No, not ties. In fact, more on the Surf Coast is probably where they've got it.
Let me think.
Houses would be littered with these hanging on the
bottles.
Clothesline.
Oh, clothesline? No. Are they coat hangers?
Probably even just on thing. No, it's a wetsuit.
Oh, yeah, they would be popular around here, actually.
Yeah, a lot, I reckon.
I haven't worn a wetsuit in a long time. Hard things to get into.
Yeah, and hard thing to get out of.
That wiggle dance to get...
especially like with the weather the way it is in the morning.
Or just like go above the knee?
No, I go full length.
Yeah, you would.
And especially if I haven't been on a board for a while, but I have to wear something over my top because otherwise my hair sticks on the wax. And then when I push up, it rips out the
hairy man.
Not fun. Not
I
fun.
I didn't know you could surf.
Not great.
Sorry, I'm learning a lot right now.
Only like on a, like, I wouldn't, nothing on like a short board or anything. Like getting on a mini mel a bit bigger, you know, just to enjoy it.
I don't know what
it.
A mini mel is.
All right, doesn't matter. anyway, so surfers are encouraged to hand in their old wetsuits so they can be recycled. Torquay Bay, so in Rip Curl, they've teamed up with TerraCycle in the program. And so basically you go in, you hand in your suit, and they're going to try and turn it into some like matting at the playgrounds and stuff.
That's so clever.
Really cool. And outdoor gyms as well. So they just a bit of a softer ground.
We need a lot of them in case, let's fingers crossed we're not going to. But you never know if we ever got back into lockdown. They're great.
Pretty incredible that they can do that sort of stuff now. And they're being more conscious of it too.
I love when you hear ways that you can recycle because we can always be greener. Every single one of us can do better. But it's when you don't know about things and then you find out, you're like, yes, I can actually do that. And if you've got an old wetsuit, you can drop it off.
Well, just the stuff that they're doing. So, you know, the old billboards, just while we're on the surfing train, you know, the old billboards that you'd see and they're like kind of thick sheeting, almost like core fluty type thing.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. They turn them into surfboard covers.
Really?
So you can chuck your board in there or your boogie board or anything like that.
That's smart.
That's kind of cool. They're also recycling toothbrushes into new toothbrushes.
Oh, hang on.
You're not a fan of that one?
In what way do you mean? Because you've got to
get the bristles. The bristles are gone, but they're using the handles and stuff to turn into like the mold of a toothbrush.
See, that's fine. I could reuse that. You don't want to share the same toothbrush. I mean,
no.
I've done it, but...
Yeah, and you don't like to do that with anyone. Stadium seats are being recycled. So the plastics are coming in and they're making stadium seats. So, you know, the ones in GMHBA Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hard plastics, are, like they're starting to use recycled plastics.
Isn't that great?
That's really good. Let's have a look at this. Trophies. So you know the trophies on the weekend you get?
Yes.
Encouragement award?
Yeah.
Well, recycling.
What can you do? What do they turn into?
No, they're like being created. So these
are all being created out of recycle.
Yeah. So glasses and stuff like that become.
See, that's smart. Better for the environment. Although, like, do we really need that many trophies?
For kids' sport?
Yeah.
Let's not start that debate.
No, let's open it up.
I don't keep any of my awards. I got rid of
them. I only kept my MVP, so I've got a cupboard full.
MVP, yeah. Empty cupboard.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, going to play a little game called On This Day.
Right.
Now, you and I have played it before.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
I will confess, I said a big couple got married. I didn't even know that they were a couple in the day, and it was Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson. And the clues I gave you were horrible.
Yeah. So we're having another crack, though.
We're having another crack because I've gone back to the drawing board and reassessed, and I believe you'll be able to get this one. The clues are better.
All right.
It's going to, yeah, I'm. Fingers crossed.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. So on this day, this person that I want you to figure out became the first billionaire in their field.
Okay.
So I can let you know they're a musician. So it's not just a musician, but in their category of like where they
genre?
Genre, okay. I guess. So this happened in 2019. They became the first billionaire for
it. So let's have a listen to the clues. Getting jiggy with it. Now, those songs, is it Jay-Z?
It's Jay-Z.
Okay.
Yes. Jay-Z became the first billionaire rapper, which I wouldn't have picked him.
Why not?
I feel like, no, I like Jay-Z, but I just thought maybe... Kanye? I don't know if someone would have reached billionaire before him.
Mm. Who else is before there? Well, Eminem maybe?
Yeah, Eminem. Like, there's just some bigger options that I thought would have got there before him. Because he isn't, I wouldn't say he's got tons of tracks himself, but he collaborates with a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
And while you heard Get Jiggy With It, because he ghostwrites for a lot of people as well.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's written a fair few songs, Mr. Jay-Z.
Wow.
I can't believe you got that. So,
well, he played his songs.
Well, I played snippets. Can we do it again?
We'll have to work on something. I might have a crack at it and then show you how to.
No, I think I'll do it a third time. Like
around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Let's get your thoughts on the daily topics, Herbs.
Yep.
Geez, we haven't done many personal ones of late, have we? You haven't really been giving me much.
Well, I mean, what's there to do? Lockdown. Not as creative. Mm. And there's not as many people here to ask me questions and you over here and then you go tell my dirty laundry on air.
Less time together as well because we're working from home in the morning.
That's it.
All right. moving if someone eats too loudly.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I cannot stand the way people eat. And I actually last night patted myself on the back because this week you've been bringing carrots to work and I haven't commented. I left the studio and I'm trying to
learn.
What do
you want me to do with a carrot?
Well, it's not your fault. It's my own issue.
Yeah.
But I used to get really annoyed at people and take it out on them like it was their fault when it's not. I just cannot stand the way people eat. And learn how to eat. Close your mouth.
Okay, sorry. So a lady moved 8 times on a train because people were eating too loudly.
Fair.
I feel like if there's 8 people eating too loudly, surely it's a you issue.
I believe so, but at least she's moving. Like, did she move then yell at them or did she just get up and change seat?
No, I don't know.
And who's observing that?
She said it.
Oh, she said it?
Yeah, she's saying that she has to move 8 times.
She's told them. She's the person that's definitely told them off.
The rule, you eat what's on the table.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Like growing up, serve you something?
I have to say, nah, yeah. It was enforced into me, drilled into our bones. You only get what you're given. Mum was a big believer on that rule.
Mm.
She wasn't making no more meals for anyone. If you didn't like it, go hungry. Or there's toast. And if it was stale, who cares? That's your problem, not mine.
I did go the toast option a few times.
Did you? What meals were mum
making? Well, I just don't like mushroom. And then Dad would try and force me to eat it. I'm like, I can't.
Do you really not like it?
Physically can't eat it now. Like, if I put it in my mouth, I'll throw up. Like,
really?
Yeah.
This is going to be fun, isn't it, everyone?
So a mum has admitted to making 3 meals a night to appease her fussy family. That's a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Just tell your kids to actually suck it up and eat the food. And if not, they can go hungry. That's ridiculous. Who's got time to make 3 meals?
Clearly her.
And who loves your children that much? Like, looking at my parents love me, but they don't love me that much.
Well, I don't know. I've had some conversations off there that we won't talk about. Having a personal blog.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I mean, have it, but don't flaunt it in everyone else's face.
I feel like you would have been one of those people that set up a website as your CV.
I don't know how to do technology. No. You're more the spiritual guy. I could see you having one.
What's that got to do with spirituality? This you is just your CV and don't try and deflect here because you had one, didn't you? And
no,
did you put quotes on there?
I didn't have one. I didn't even have a MySpace, so I didn't have one.
You should try harder and harder to get where you got to be. It's Herbie. That's the Herbie way. Herbie and Josh.
You're just bullying me.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Parenting must be tough because you don't really know what you're doing, do you?
You're a parent.
Yeah, and it's tough.
Is it tough?
Well, I don't really. Kat, I just lead.
She's still at the very early stage. You haven't had
7 months.
Georgie for years and years and years, and Kat is there.
She's doing the
majority
of the time. That's right.
I understand that.
You know, at this stage, I'm killing it.
But looking at parents, because I've nannied for many years, and it is tough on parents.
Because you're emotionally connected to them. Like, you know, you think, it's my baby's the best. Or, you think about those sorts of things.
And then when they do wrong, how do you discipline them?
Or if, like, I reckon sport would be the hard one, like seeing them get hurt, and you're like, because you just want to run out there.
I've seen mum many a times when the boys have been hit playing footy, and I'm like, mum, this is what they're doing. They're playing footy. Mm.
But I think the lesson is that you got to let things happen because your parents let things happen for you. You can't always be there. But there's a new term for parents that like to just make sure that their kids get it their way. And it's called a snow plowing.
Snowplow parent.
Yeah. So think about it, if like an obstacle comes up, they'll just plow it out of the way, clear the path so their child can just waltz through life.
These are the parents that are calling up the Aths Carnival saying, why did my kid not get a ribbon and now they all need to get a ribbon?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Your kid's got to learn that losing happens sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. There's just things that, like, you just got to let them experience pain too, don't you?
Exactly.
I mean, my parents maybe let me experience too much pain. You know, could have stepped in every now and then.
Would have helped.
Would have helped, you know, build my confidence a little bit.
I hear you there. My parents. Oh, I shouldn't say parents. My... No, she's not listening. My mum, dare say, will put her in the snowplow category for my brothers.
Yeah.
But when it comes to myself, not so much.
Really? Like, have you got an example? Or
she would do anything for the boys. Oh, This one's good. I came home from work after doing a later shift. I wanted some dinner.
Yeah.
I said, what's for dinner? Mum said, we've already eaten. Understandable. Just go help yourself.
Yep.
Did that. Probably half an hour later, my other brother comes home. He walks in. Before he even had stepped foot in that door, she gets up, says, Matt, what do you want for dinner? I'll make you something. What can I whip you up?
Really?
While I'm sitting there with my moldy bread that I'm having for leftovers. Mum did everything for them. Talk about ironing. Do you think Mum ever ironed any of my brother's shirts for school? No.
No, she didn't.
That was my job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who Mum snowplowed out of the way?
You were the plow. Yeah, she was riding you through the tough stuff. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.